everyone, and welcome to your midweek Trashy Divorces, Trashy Breakups edition. My name is Stacy.
Hey, friends, I'm Alicia. Welcome. Thanks for joining us today for a little bit of Trashy Breakups and a bit of a follow-up from Sunday's episode with all of our Mitford heads. Is that what you called them?
Mitford heads, yes. Sure. People who just love the 20th century sibling set.
Wow. There was no other place to go for today's episode than Diana Mitford's younger sister, Unity, and her trashy breakup from Adolf Hitler.
And Unity was the one that her oldest sister called Knit. Is that correct? Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
The thing with Unity is she's obsessed. We're using the song Obsession by Anna Motion today as our theme because, wow, Unity is obsessed with Hitler to the point of her own destruction. But this story also includes Imago, birth order, as well as the backdrop of so many historical events. Story has everything. Let's get into it.
This podcast really goes places I would not have pegged. Let's cover Hitler's girlfriend.
Maybe girlfriend, maybe not. That's the thing. Historians, biographers, never really know how far it goes, but it is a story of some kind of trashy love obsession. Unity Mitford, when you know about her, you will be surprised at how many places she is mentioned. One of the most surprising things that caught me was at Breakfast at Tiffany's by Truman Capote. We're reading it for our Done and Done book club. She's mentioned in there. She's mentioned in all kinds of things that if you know the story of Unity Mitford, you understand that reference a little better.
Okay.
Unity is born August 8th, 1914. She's a Leo girl, born in London. Unity is the first sibling of the second set of sisters.
Okay.
Right? Remember in that first set, you have Nancy, bright young thing, famous novelist. You have Pamela, farmer extraordinaire lady. You have Diana, beautiful Diana who marries Brian Guinness. Okay. Unity's the top of the second set with Unity, Jessica, and Deborah. Unity is the fifth child of Baron Reedsdale and his wife, David and Sydney, otherwise known as Favre and Muv.
Right, because they have a son in there as well.
Correct, which makes her number five, yeah. But she's the first of the second set of girls. There's a lot of imago here. All right, now Unity, her middle name is Valkyrie, named after the war heroine in Richard Wagner's Valkyrie. The thing I want you to know is that Unity Mitford's grandfather is a good friend of Richard Wagner.
Okay.
Also, her grandfather is a translator of a bunch of controversial books back in the previous generation of some different political views.
So you're saying the family had some, I don't know, subversive interests going back? Interest in certain themes?
There's interest in certain themes.
Okay.
I just want you to remember those two points. Another important point to remember here, although Unity was born in London, she was conceived in a Canadian mining town named Swastika.
Well, wow. These all...
Her parents were out prospecting for gold.
As you do.
Like you do. And so that's Unity and her origin story. Now, Unity is always kind of an odd child. And remember with mom and dad, they wouldn't let any of the girls go to school except Unity. She frustrated her parents so much that she was sent away to school.
Wow.
Not once, not twice, but three times because she's expelled from three different schools because she's that much of a handful.
Interesting.
The youngest sister, Deborah, future Duchess of Devonshire, will remember that at meals, if something upset Unity, Unity would just stare off and slowly slide off her chair under the table and refuse to come out until whatever was upsetting her had gone out of the room, which was normally her dad.
Subtle, Unity, subtle. Just disappearing.
Now remember, Deborah's the youngest, so there is one more sister in between them, and that's Jessica. Now, Jessica and Unity, because remember the family, Gentile Poverty, share a room. And I don't know if you remember the episode of the Brady Bunch where like they divided the room. There's been this on every sitcom like ever.
Tape down the middle of the room. Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Well, Jessica and Unity do that same thing. Hmm. So they're both teenagers at the same time. There's like 3 years between them. And Unity as a teenager begins to show a great interest in Hitler and Nazism. Jessica, for her part, really likes Lenin.
Mm.
And her symbol are hammers and sickles.
Right. Big communist. Okay. So, yeah. Interesting.
So the two have a chalk line down the room with their competing posters on the wall. So those poor parents have a teenage daughter who loves communism. Mm-hmm. On the other side, a teenage daughter who loves Nazism.
Perfect. Wow.
No telling how this is going to go. Mm-hmm. Now, most of the family around this time is like, oh, Unity's just trying to shock. She's showing off. Because, right, she being the fourth sister with three celebrated sisters, I'm certain you want to find some way to set yourself apart.
Yeah, establish your own identity.
She wants to differentiate herself. It's understandable.
Favre, would you buy me some jackboots, please?
Problematically, it is her enthusiasm and her full devotion to Adolf Hitler and the Nazi Party that may become problematic for her. Now, Unity is presented to court in the spring of 1932. This is the same year that her older sister Diana leaves Brian Guinness for Oswald Mosley.
As covered in your story on Sunday.
Favre has forbidden the three younger girls to speak to Diana. She is an outcast from the family right now, so naturally Unity is going to sneak off, meet up with Diana, get the older sister cool credibility, and begin hanging out with the two of them, Diana and Oswald Mosley. She's going to the rallies. She's going to the parties. Now, I want you to remember that Unity is 6 feet tall.
Okay.
So she really is Valkyrie. She's a war goddess.
Interesting.
Right?
Okay.
She's enormously tall.
She really grew into her name, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Even by the time she dubs, she really likes to still shock people. That's Unity's game. There's very little reserve about Unity. So, two parties, just because Unity is a little different. Sometimes she would be accompanied by her pet rat, whose name is Ratular. Mm. Sometimes her pet snake Enid would go instead of wearing a necklace. Unity would wear Enid.
I feel like having a pet snake and a pet rat is very risky for the rat.
You bring up a good point.
Circle of life.
Well, I don't know. Like, Unity, if the party would get too boring, would just let the snake go. Oh, it's all terrible. So, Unity has been presented at court, hanging out with her older, cooler sister, Diana, who has a fascist boyfriend, starts to hang out with them a whole lot more. And Oswald Mosley, fascist boyfriend of my older sister, naturally encourages Unity's interests.
Oh, of course, of course.
Now, all of Oswald Mosley's people think that Diana is a real asset, but Unity is
weird.
Weird. She always takes it a little too far, right? I mean, she's a kid. She's 18, 19 years old.
Throwing snakes into parties and stuff.
Unity gets an invite to go to the Nuremberg rallies in 1933. So Unity goes with Diana and Oswald because there's a visiting delegation of the British Union of Fascists going to the 1933 rally when Hitler has now taken over Germany.
Sure. A little diplomacy action.
Get Unity in a stadium, seeing her real life poster on the wall. Her obsession hits a new level. He's not just a poster on the wall anymore. The Nuremberg rallies have been compared almost to like rock and roll concerts, where your individual self gets lost in this collectiveness of a community and you surrender part of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Your life has meaning again. Yeah.
Unity has surrendered. Mm. From the moment I saw him, she says, I knew there was no one else I would rather meet.
Oh my God.
He's even sexier than her posters on the wall. Like, it becomes idolization, worship, obsession.
Sure.
Unity goes back to England. convinces her parents that it would be a great idea for her to attend language school in Munich because she wants to learn German.
Clearly a great idea.
Now, the convenient thing about the language school that Unity is going to go to is it's right next door to the Nazi Party headquarters. Okay. So in the summer of 1934.
And she picked it because of that, right?
100%.
Okay.
Summer of 1934, Unity heads off to Munich for her German language school next door to the Nazi Party headquarters. And here Unity begins stalking Hitler. Now, it's not like Hitler makes it hard. Mm-hmm. He's very public. He likes the world to know where he is. It's not hard to track his movements at this point. He's, according to him, very much a man of the people.
Man of the people. Yeah, okay. I mean, some people.
But Unity, being, you know, an obsessed stalker, mm-hmm. figures out what Hitler's favorite cafe is, and it's the Osteria Bavaria.
Good. It rhymes.
And Unity will go there every single day, sit in the same table by the front door every single day, because Hitler walks by every day, and there she is just making googly eyes at Hitler every single day at the same table, thinking certainly any day, today is the day, that Hitler's going to notice me and he will fall in love with me if I make googly eyes at him every time he walks by.
Hello, Adolf.
Ugh. I'm going to leave Unity here on the Trashy Divorces Depot at the Osteria Bavaria. We're going to take a break to hear from our sponsors, and on the backside, we will talk about the rest of this story.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Trash Pandas, Stacy here to share my latest take a mental breather from your day find, Two Dots. Two Dots is a free-to-download puzzle-based mobile game where you connect dots in relaxing puzzles while unlocking levels and collecting treasure and prizes along the way. Connect at least two adjacent dots of the same color to make a move, and remember, dots can connect horizontally and vertically, but never, ever diagonally. And as engaging as the main puzzles are, there are also side quest game modes like the scavenger hunt, where you find hidden objects amidst riotously colorful art, and classic adventure game vibes in the arcade. Each fun and relaxing Two Dots puzzle offers a new gameplay experience, plus the chance to collect trophies, medals, and other souvenirs of your adventures. As you advance through the levels, you'll earn various power-ups and special dots with new effects, like erasing all dots of a certain color or clearing a row and column simultaneously, and the colorful visuals find the perfect balance between stimulating and soothing.
Two Dots is free to download, and you can play even when you're offline. Make it a party by challenging your friends on Facebook. If you're ready to kick back and unwind, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS and start connecting.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Alicia, how do things go with Unity and old Adolf and her googly eyes?
Her strategy and perseverance will pay off when, after...
She throws a rat at him.
Nope. It takes 10 months of daily visits to the Osteria Bavaria. God. But at some point,
She's so jittery on coffee at that point.
Right? Hitler finally, after 10 months, asks one of his friends, who is this person making googly eyes at me at the front table every day? And his buddy's like, oh, that's the daughter of an English lord. Which naturally, Hitler's like, hey, come on over. They meet. He pays for her meal. Unity is done for.
Smitten kitten.
She will immediately go home and write a long letter to her father about the meeting. Here's the important bit here. Quote, it was the most wonderful and beautiful day of my life. I'm so happy that I wouldn't mind a bit dying. I suppose I'm the luckiest girl in the world. For me, he is the greatest man of all time. Every dad loves to hear that.
Well,
Now, Hitler, being a naturally superstitious kind of dude, is taken by Unity. Let's go ahead and talk about those things we addressed in the very beginning.
Was he on, like, meth and stuff at this point in his career, do you know? Because he ended up in a very bad place.
I am unsure of that.
So we're going to go with superstitious.
Oh, he's highly superstitious.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And here comes Unity with the middle name of Valkyrie, six feet tall, war heroine of Richard Wagner's Valkyrie opera. If Hitler has a poster on the wall, it's Richard Wagner. Okay.
Gotcha, yeah.
Okay.
This is Ride of the Valkyries? Is that the actual
name? I think so, yeah.
Dun, da, 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 da. Yeah.
Okay, add to that that Unity's grandfather
sure
is BFFs with Richard Wagner.
Sure.
And the translator of all these subversive political view books back in the middle of the 19th century.
Yep. Early German nationalism or something, yeah.
Valkyrie, here is his. Here is Hitler's war maiden in real life. What? She was born in swastika? Like, it just gets better and better. And here's Unity. She's 20 years old. She's entertaining and young, and she worships him.
Mm-hmm.
And Hitler thinks of her like a good luck charm. You have the entire package of this universal good luck charm.
Oh, we definitely want the Nazis to have good luck charms, okay.
For me and this vision of horror I am creating for so many in the world, there's some kind of connection. And Hitler really kind of digs her. She's my lucky charm. Unity, as we know, has been obsessed with him,
sure.
You know, for a decade now.
Poster on the wall.
And Hitler starts inviting her to things. In the spring of 1935, Diana comes over.
Mm.
And because of her sister, can you imagine how great Unity feels? I get to introduce my cooler, older sister, Diana, to Hitler because I'm friends with him. Diana Mitford is introduced to Hitler and says, oh, goodness, he had such manners. He was so charming and so funny. Hitler will call both sisters, Diana and Unity, the perfect specimens of Aryan womanhood.
Just, okay.
So 1935, the thing I want you to know is it's not just Unity taking up Hitler's time because Hitler has a mistress.
Mm.
A full-fledged mistress, Eva Braun.
Mm.
Eva in 1935 is pretty mad. She's writing in her diary. She calls Unity Valkyrie. That's her nickname around the set. Everyone calls her Valkyrie.
Okay.
And here is poor Eva Braun writing about waiting on her man while the sun mocks her because it's the end of the day and he still hasn't come home to, you know, her awaiting arms. Hitler's having a good time playing the two of them off each other for a while. But then Eva Braun's like, all right, desperate times, desperate measures. She will attempt suicide, which will lead to Hitler devoting all of his time back to Eva. She gets a new villa with a new maid and a Mercedes. Unfortunately, the lesson that Unity takes here is the more drama I cause, the more attention Hitler will pay to me.
Seems right.
Hitler's still playing him. They're seated in the same boxes together. He will, like, line them up just for, I don't know, some kind of ego boost or something. But
yeah.
Unity, with Eva's big, all of Hitler's attention, new things, Unity gets an idea. And she's like, I think I'll become best friends with one of Hitler's best friends, Julius Streicher.
Okay.
Julius Streicher has a paper, Der Stürmer, which is terrible. He's the fake news media corruption outlet. He's just kind of trying to compete in the game. And here comes Unity making friends with him. And Julia Stryker's like, oh, I can make this work for my paper. I can use you for a ton of press. Mm-hmm. So he'll invite Unity to this youth rally.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's like 21 or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
He'll call her up on the podium to speak at the youth rally. And so Unity's just delivering back, right, all the messages she has. But because it's Unity Mitford and she's the daughter of a British peer, all the press is talking about it. Now, if Unity had stopped there, that probably would have been okay, but she does not stop there. 2 weeks later, she will write down her beliefs in an open letter to Der Stürmer, which in partial text reads, "The English have no notion of the Jewish danger. Our worst Jews work only behind the scenes. We think with joy of the day when we will be able to say, England for the English, out with the Jews. Heil Hitler. P.S. Please publish my name in full." This is, no, all of that was bad. It ends worse. Enter P.S. "I want everyone to know that I'm a Jew hater."
Well, congrats, Unity. We know.
Her poor parents. Now, this is headline news.
I will say I'm not entirely convinced that, you know, Favre didn't share some of that with her. It sounds like he was quite the retrograde thinker, too. But anyway.
You don't want your daughter's name in the press for this.
I mean, no.
Her poor parents. Like, England's mad. Her father is pretty furious. But Unity, is she going to stop?
No.
No. So the letter will cause a great deal of scandal and public outrage, but Unity doesn't care. All she cares about is pleasing Hitler.
Right, and I'm sure Hitler is just like, this is the biggest propaganda win of the century.
You're exactly right, he does.
Out here. Uh-huh.
So what does Hitler do? Hitler awards her with this engraved golden swastika badge with his engraving on the back. This is a select prize. This is like a medal of honor from Hitler. Not many people have them. She wears it with pride. She gets some other perks. She gets her own box at the 1936 Olympics. She gets invited for his summer vacation up at his resort home with him and all of his buddies. All of his buddies are like, Adolf, here's this English broad with loose lips. Like, certainly you're not thinking that maybe she's a spy. Like, Unity, again, goes too far, right? She has no decorum, no
right
sense of... She just is obsessed with Hitler. She's not discreet. She's unpredictable. His friends and allies are a little worried about that, just the way that Oswald Mosley's were with her hanging around his crew. But Hitler's happy because she's making people talk. And she thinks somehow she's going to get England to be swayed to the side
right.
of... This is her big...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That there would be an alliance between, you know, Churchill's England, which I guess it wasn't yet, but...
Well, when we talk about Unity just being unaware, I want to give you a good example. In 1939, Hitler will reward Unity by giving her choice of a number of different apartments that Unity goes on a little real estate tour of.
So she's been in Germany for like 4 or 5 years now. She's...
Yeah, 5 years by this point.
Mover and shaker mm-hmm. in the upper level Nazi party. That's, whew.
So Unity's on a tour of the best Jewish homes in the city that she's in one of the apartments where the couple that lives there is openly weeping at the table. God knows about to await what fate. While Unity's walking around talking about how terrible the curtains are.
Right.
And how they're going to have to be replaced. And why would you have a couch here?
Right.
This is a horrible arrangement for the room. That's how unaware she is. She's crossed the Rubicon into something different.
Yeah. Just absolute lack of humanity at that point.
Where is your humanity? It's gone. In 1939, there is a big Wagner fest where Hitler sees both Diana and Unity and says, hey, war is coming. I'm just letting you know. It's summer right now. By September, we're at war. So you need to get the heck out of Germany and get back to England for your safety. Diana, no dummy, hotfoots it right on back to England. Despite her pleas and Hitler's advice, Unity refuses to leave. I just got this nice apartment. Not paying any attention to the desperate telegrams of her family, Unity is not leaving her man. Unity has told Diana that if England declares war on Germany, she will kill herself. She thinks her death would bring together England and Germany again in...
Wow.
She can't bear to see them fight. So maybe by my death, it will unify the two of them. And sure enough, on September the 3rd, 1939, that declaration of war does come.
Because Hitler had invaded Poland.
Correct. And here is Unity getting the news alone in her redecorated apartment. She takes her phone off the hook. She goes to see a guy. She leaves her Nazi swastika badge with him and her cherished photo of Hitler and says to him, if anything happens to me, make sure these are buried with me. Hmm. Unity will then go to the English Garden in Munich and shoot herself in the head with a small caliber pearl-handled pistol that Hitler had given her for her own protection.
Wow.
Unity survives this, but Unity will survive this with a small caliber bullet in her head for the rest of her life.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Unity is hospitalized in Munich, and Hitler, responding to dramatic events, feels responsible for Unity's suicide attempt. He'll visit her often in the hospital.
I mean, I guess that's nice.
He'll pay her bills when she's well enough to leave, and he'll arrange for her to get a ride home.
To England.
So Unity gets his attention back, but at what cost? Because 2 months after her suicide attempt, Unity is well enough to be transferred to a hospital in Bern. So in Switzerland, here come Mom and her younger sister, Deborah, to bring her home. This is covered in the news. This is, again, headline news. Her father has intervened with the war minister back in England so that when Unity comes back, no press, no interrogation, MI5's not allowed to talk to her.
Wow.
There's a bunch of conditions for safe transport for Unity.
Interesting. I'm a little surprised the British government went for that, but...
Well, hold on, because Mom and Deborah see Unity, and they say she was like a stranger with a changed personality. Unity is unable to walk. She's not able to speak at this point, and if she does speak, it is with great difficulty. Unity never really fully recovers from her suicide attempt. She will remain incontinent and childish for the rest of her life. Her mental intelligence, people say, is about 10 for the remainder of her life.
So she inflicted a significant brain injury on herself in this. And
absolutely. Upon her return to England, there's a lot of British people who feel like Unity should be in prison as a traitor.
Yep.
But the Home Secretary does intervene, and Unity is allowed to remain with her family, really medically fragile. She will learn to walk again, but always remain impaired from that fateful decision. These are the reports that we get from doctors and her family, because again, she's not questioned or interrogated. Her medically fragile condition leaves her unable to be talked to, according to the family. But there's a lot of rumor and mystery that the lack of attention will get. MI5, always a little bit curious, always kind of looking at her. Poor Unity will pass away May 28th, 1948, at the age of 33.
Yikes.
The bullet continuing in her brain will cause meningitis, which cerebral swelling happens around the bullet lodged in her skull. Unity dies on the way to the hospital. Now, speculation. Again, historians, biographers think Hitler just thought of her as a lucky charm. There was nothing sexual that went on. Unity wouldn't have even had that in her comprehension anyway. I don't know how I feel about all of that.
Yeah, that just seems like a weird rendition of human nature, but go ahead.
Maybe it's a deep friendship. Maybe it's platonic. Maybe it's not platonic.
I bet Hitler was very restrained in his private life. What are we talking about?
Well, there's a lot of rumors that go around after that are most probably nonsense, but two of the most prevalent. Back in the early 2000s, there were a variety of allegations that began to bubble up that Unity had given birth to Hitler's baby at a private maternity hospital for unwed mothers. In this story, the baby is given up immediately after birth. Unity's sister Deborah, who was there with her at the time, said none of this was actually true. False, false, false. But not really proven one way or another. A little bit less likely here, there's an allegation that her attempted suicide was faked in order to allow Unity to return to England without any repercussions of her alliance with Hitler. Most of this is disregarded just because of medical records.
I was going to say that seems like a bit of a stretch given her ultimate cause of death at the age of 33.
So Unity Mitford's obsession with Hitler did prove fatal for her. It's a trashy breakups if I've ever heard one.
I don't even know what to say about all of that. Okay, the Mitford sisters really do deliver, don't they? You had told me it was weird that I hadn't heard of them, and I am starting to agree with you.
We did cover them on Patreon, but they're
That is when I first heard of them.
At the forefront of so much of 20th century history, they're really kind of a fascinating family.
Uh-huh.
You almost feel bad for Unity.
Nope.
But you don't. As trash cans go, they fill the Osteria Bavaria. That's for sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Alicia. I didn't know we were going to have a little midweek Hitler hit, so.
It's all pretty trashy.
Yeah.
That's going to close us down with the Mitfords for now and trashy breakups today. However, we're going to be back on Sunday with two brand new trashy divorces. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. If you need more in the meantime, you can find us at patreon.com/trashydivorces. We got a good fun old Hollywood Laurel Canyon season starting up over at Dun & Dun as well. Y'all are the very best. Until we meet again.
Keep your hands clean. Don't worship dictators.
Keep your hearts trashy. Again, don't worship dictators. Good rule of thumb. Bye, friends. And thanks to you for listening. Trashy Divorces is a Hemlock Creatives production, created and produced right here in Atlanta, Georgia by us, Stacy and Alicia, with a little research and writing help from the brilliant Melissa O.
Our art is by Sydney V. Smith. That's SydneyVSmith@carbonmade.com. And our music is used with permission of Ratsy. Check her out at Ratsy's Store on Instagram. And definitely drop into Ratsy's Store anytime you're in Oberlin, Ohio.
You can contact us at TrashyDivorces@gmail.com or find us on the World Wide Web at TrashyDivorces.com.
If you need more trash candy in your life, our Patreon community includes some of the very best humans around and thousands of hours of bonus content at every level of support. Join the fun at patreon.com/trashydivorces.
Interested in some Trashy Divorces swag? Check out our merch shop and Trash Panda Enthusiasm Society at bit.ly/trashygear.
Want to advertise with us? Reach out to sales@advertisecast.com for more information.
And last but not least, come play with us on social media. I keep most of our Trashy Divorces Instagram hopping. Stacy and I share it up over on Facebook, including our Trashy Divorces podcast discussion group. Come join us over there, and thanks again, everybody, for listening.
Keep it trashy, y'all.